with it being September, which is Childhood Awareness Month, it's definitely important, you know, to team up with the Houston Texans to come out here and show the families that we are thinking of them and we are here to support them and just let them know, you know, I know what it's like to be in their shoes. Me and my family, we made it out of it. So it's definitely possible. And I think that's big for any family to see when they're going in this battle. We wanted to make a big impact on the childhood cancer community. And we felt as though when we were going through our battle, there wasn't a handbook out there that said, you know, this is how you have to handle this situation. This is how you explain it to your kid. So we just took what we did with our experience and we put it into a book so that hopefully families are able to read this book and understand, you know, the process of what they're going to go through and give them tips on how to handle it.
Man, that Devin Still story and Leah Strong never, ever, ever gets old, Mark. So good to see that this trip to the Children's Hospital earlier this week.
That got a lot of national attention. And it is Kids Week. It's Kids Day at the stadium on Sunday when the Titans visit. Kind of a new theme day for the Texans. And it makes you harken back to memories as a kid playing or watching football, right?
Absolutely. Loved watching football when I was a youngster. And it's also a big deal for the NFL because it's the Play 60 initiative that is emphasized. They want kids getting out there, and when they're not watching Texans Huddle, out there being active, getting 60 minutes or more of exercise a day.
And I know you dreamt of being a sports broadcaster when you were a kid. Well, we've got some kids who actually have done the job. Let's take a look.
Are you guys going to go easy on me, or you got tough questions?
Sit up straight, Jones.
I think she was saying that to me, guys.
Is this for class to relay to the students, or?
Okay, jokes.
Yeah, jokes.
Okay, let's just get on with the questions. Okay. What was your favorite sports moment when you were a kid?
You know, there's a lot of them. I remember my very first touchdown pass in high school. On the varsity team, I was a true freshman. I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember my very first play of flag football in first grade. Believe it or not, I actually scored a touchdown on the first play.
How tall are you?
You have to guess first.
6'6".
Close. What do you
think?
6'7".
Hey, there we go. There we go.
I knew it.
Who's your favorite football player when you were a kid?
My favorite football player. Well, let me ask you first. Who's your favorite football player?
DeAndre Hopkins.
Wow. Okay, that was a quick answer. You know, my favorite football, I didn't really have a favorite football player. I loved watching Jerry Rice. Do you know Jerry Rice?
Yes.
Of course I know who Jerry Rice is.
That's your favorite. Okay. You know, I really enjoyed watching Dan Marino play. I really enjoyed watching Steve Young play. Do you guys know who Steve Young is?
Yeah, we know Steve Young.
What team do you play for?
49ers and the Buccaneers.
Boy, those two whippersnappers, they sure are ahead of the game. Doesn't that make you just a little bit envious? You wish you could have had that opportunity back
They're
when?
Good. They need to be stopped. They're good. Too good.
Are you worried about your job security?
Always.
Okay. Hey, we got to get some Dear Drew in. Plus, Blitz the Dog is going to make his picks, and you're going to pick against him.
That dog.
Don't go anywhere. Texans Huddle coming right back.